The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
Neildy, you said 80 points in the pregame. It landed at 75. What gave you the confidence the margin would be that, but also what did Geelong produce today to ensure that the margin was around that 13-goal mark?
The reason I gave that margin, Kingy, having watched both teams play last week, I just thought that is, right now, that's the difference between the two clubs. And look, sometimes that's a guesswork, but I didn't think the Kangaroos were going to get anywhere near Geelong. I know you're not supposed to do that because people say, well, it's disrespectful. The reality is they are a minimum of a 10-goal better team. They got obliterated in the clearances. Geelong did a really good job in there. That just gets the ball forward. We know once the Cats get the ball in their forward line, their defensive structure behind the ball is as good as what is going around in the AFL at the moment. They're really well led back there, even with some differences in the team in terms of personnel with, you know, Hawkins not there, Colajasny not there. We know Dangerfield's not there. Just the method of playing, where they're at in their development. Geelong, they're vying for and striving really, really hard, mate, to get a top four spot. They've won five in a row. The Kangaroos are miles off, and that's just the reality in a 18-team competition.
Brisbane.
Good Carlton, game coming up.
Melbourne and Port Adelaide for the next month for the Cats.
Well, that's solid. So it's, yeah, that's really solid. And, gee, you come away with winning two of those, and you get your, the Cats get themselves in a 7-2. That's a great start to the season.
Then after,
obviously, they want to win all four.
Any of them here, King?
Only the one, the Port Adelaide game. So they're away for another month.
And the Carlton game is at?
The MCG. It's a Geelong home game.
Right. Beautiful.
Saturday twilight.
Yeah. Right, that'll be tremendous.
Yeah, 4:35 game. Then the Demons are Saturday night, the following Saturday night. And then a Friday night game here, 7:10 bounce for Geelong and Port Adelaide.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And then the Cats go to Darwin for the Gold Coast on a Thursday night to open Sir Doug Nicholls round, and then back here for a Saturday twilight mouth-watering matchup with the GWS Giants, who have a phenomenal recent record here at GMHBA Stadium. And, well, if everything went to plan over the next 5 or 6 weeks, it could be a top two clash. But we'll wait and see how everything unfolds. A lot of football and a lot of to be played, and a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and then. Cats players have ensured that the mini signed footies have made their way into the hands of those in the stands who have stayed this afternoon. Great crowd, 31,194. Now, I'm going to have a quick look, Benny, for Kerr's Hire, just at the stats on that. But you might want to give us some KFC X. Shout your mates with the KFC $8 box, online only.
Yeah, just some thoughts on the win today, Kingy. Andrew Daly joins us each and every week. Said, good win. Neil getting right in and showing a bit. Jezza doing Jezza things. We'll need to keep a level head for next week. But 4 points and a lot of percentage. Nothing to sneeze at. Thanks for the call, guys. Cat fan Pete listening over there in Bali, I think he is. He or she. Jezza makes me happy. Paul Marinelli, as a 34-year Geelong member, I can't recall the catch pressure this good with second and third and even fourth efforts. What a club we support. Blessed. Joey Cassini suggesting everything went as expected. And Marky Mark the Lamp suggesting Lazaro has to be target for Geelong in the off-season. Great work by Parfitt. So Parfitt, after a quiet first quarter, ended up with 20 possessions, 6 tackles and 5 inside 50s. And I think, King, we were talking about it during the week, but I think he's had about 20 possessions in each of his games this year.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
so he's on form.
So what do you have again today, Ben? 20 again.
20 touches
and
again.
Tackles?
6 tackles. He had 7 clearances. That was bettered only by Jack Bowes, who had 8. I thought Tanner Bruin was good today. He had 18 touches. Atkins had 18. They just got something from all their midfielders this year.
Absolutely. A little bit of curse high action there, Benny. 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. Just can tell you, this is the second biggest crowd at Cadinia Park between Geelong and North Melbourne, only eclipsed by the 31,265 that were here on June the 9th, 2018. Now, that was a Saturday afternoon Queen's birthday weekend clash. So big numbers, and we're going to see a few of those numbers eclipsed over the journey, you would suspect, as the Cats get accustomed to playing at this venue on a regular basis with a capacity of 40,000. The redevelopments over the journey meant it sort of topped out at 33,000, 34,000. And now we've got the best part of 40,000 available seats here at GMHBA Stadium, which will be fantastic to see. And with, you know, a game against Richmond on a Saturday night, if the Tigers can be thereabouts, Benny, and winning some games of footy, they they still stick fat, Richmond, no matter what happens. Even during some lean years, they still drew good crowds to the MCG, and be good to see, you know, that would place will be rocking on that Saturday night.
Absolutely, Kingy. It's looking forward to it. I mean, they've given themselves a platform, the Cats, 5-0. There's better teams or better opponents to come, but you can only win, beat what's in front of you, and they've been able to do that. And I sort of like, we've spoken about it a little bit, but I like it. It's just been a real team performance across the first 5 weeks. There's been no... I mean, Cameron's kicked 5 goals today, but in fact, he's kicked 6, I should say. I've diddled him one there, but and Close has kicked 4. But it's been more about an even team performance than 2 or 3 players being absolute standouts, and that's been a theme, particularly last week when the Bulldogs, all the stars in that game were for the Bulldogs. They weren't the Cats, and the Cats ended up finding a way to win. So really happy with that team performance. Pressure's been good, and they've been able to get a game into a player like, you know, Connor O'Sullivan. Shannon Neal gets a crack as well at senior level. They've got some good players not playing, so it couldn't really have... In fact, it couldn't have gone any better. If you were popping your script in for the first 5 games for the Cats, you would have been popping this script in.
Let's head down to Jason Doherty in the Geelong rooms. Jace, come on in.
Yes, down here with the boys come in. We're a bit scratchy down here because somebody's kicked our plug out. So Pothole hasn't been able to fix it. Dean's going to have to come and fix that, so we'll see how we go anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, it's nice of somebody to let us know that that has happened.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I really appreciate that. Thanks, guys. All right. Well, we'll do our best. Who are we talking to, Jace?
Tanner Bruin.
Magnificent.
Yes.
He's been good, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been very good, Kingy. He's just... I mean, we've spoken about it a bit, but his career is just, you know, trending in the right direction. He's got better every season. This is his 4th year. Today he was playing his 53rd game.
So a routine singing of the song for a clinical performance this afternoon. The Cats getting it done by 75 points. So what's the situation down there, Jace?
I think maybe stick with us, I think, because we're going to wrap things up and get home and mow the rest of the lawn, I reckon.
So, right, okay.
So we'll try and get him done and dusted.
All right, sounds good. Around the grounds for Leopold Sporties, 8-10-58, the Cats leading the Northern Bull Ants 5-6-36, 23.5 minutes played in the third quarter. Lawson Humphreys leading the Cats, the draftee from last year, 18 disposals, 5 marks for him, and he's kicked a goal. Mitch Nevitt, Emerson Jekka, Mitch Hardy, Toby Conway, all with 17 disposals. Conway also with 29 hitouts and 5 clearances as well. Sean Manner has kicked 2 goals from 7 disposals. I think it's his first VFL appearance for the Cats. When the VFL have played, he's either been in the Cats squad or in the AFL team. So he's back in the VFL this week and hopefully pushing himself for a return to the AFL team in the not too distant future.
Great to see kick to kick out there too, King.
Yeah, they have absolutely
flooded. The GMHBA Stadium is covered with kids and parents and footballs and cover, so yeah, it's fantastic. But there's somehow they're not allowed in that little middle bit, because if you got your sort of size 7 Julius Marlowe's on that middle bit, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it must be something that
quicksand.
Is completely diabolical, because quicksand. They've just cordoned off that. Can you explain to me, Mark, why they would do that?
No.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, 5th quarter.